The show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. And on the program today, I'll be talking first with Jamie Ryan, who is a professor of percussion at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. And the percussion ensemble is joining forces with the choirs at Eastern for their multicultural concert, which they do every spring on Friday evening at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston. And then live in our studio, we have members of the University of Illinois Vocal Jazz Ensemble and Combo. They're performing tomorrow night at the Krannert Center in Urbana. As I said, we've got them live on the show with us. Hope you can stay tuned. My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Jamie Ryan. He is a professor of percussion studies at the Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. And his percussion ensemble is participating in what they annually call the Multicultural Concert, which is going to be Friday, Jamie?
Yeah, Friday, April 29th at 7:30.
At the Dowden Fine Arts Center.
That's right.
Thanks for joining me on Live and Local.
My pleasure.
So the percussion ensemble portion, what else is on there before we actually talk about your part?
There's also some of the Eastern Illinois University choirs. They'll be doing some of their own stuff. And so Janet McCumber and Sergei Pavlov are two directors for this semester, as our normal choral director Richard Rossi is on sabbatical. They're running those choirs, and they're doing a number of selections. I have to admit, I'm not exactly sure what those selections are, but they are from all over the world, from Brazil, from Asia, things like that. So, and we are actually the percussion ensemble and the choirs are doing a few things together on this concert, which is normally the pattern, but this time we're accompanying them on one African-American spiritual at the end of the concert. And then at the beginning of the concert, a bunch of the male members of the Eastern choirs are going to help our percussionists sing some of the Afro-Cuban religious music that will open the concert, or open our portion of the concert with. So that's pretty unique. And while my percussionists are actually singing very, very well these days, it's just great to have another 20 extra voices and basically kind of have the extra firepower of some singers to help us out on those pieces.
You know, I do remember from our previous conversation regarding a previous concert that you do have your percussionists sing with some regularity.
Yeah.
So they're getting used to it by now, I guess?
Very used to it. I think they actually really enjoy it. And the pieces that I picked for this concert for the percussionists, I mean, I call them pieces, but they're most of them are traditional religious or even secular music from Cuba, and I have to say I picked some really catchy ones. So they're all really enthused by just the repertoire itself, and they're singing great. I mean, they're singing with a lot of sound, and then of course they're playing the percussion parts equally as well. So yeah, they're really coming along, and there's 12 in the ensemble this semester, and it sounds like a very mighty 12, that's for sure.
So talk a bit about the range of instruments that your percussionists have to play and also the range of music.
Well, in general, just even outside of this concert we're going to present this week, you know, they play and study the standard Western percussion instruments, snare drum, keyboard instruments, meaning bells, xylophone, marimba, chimes. They play timpani, They play all the orchestral accessory instruments, tambourine, triangle, cymbals, bass drum, sleigh bells, tam-tam, all that kind of stuff. I do, even if they're not enthused about the drum set, I do require that everybody plays the drum set a little bit, especially since a lot of them are education majors. That's an instrument they need to know how to do. But I would say most percussionists come in having at least a strong passion, if not a lot of skill yet at the drum set, just because that's worldwide the most visible percussion instrument there is. So they play all of that. And of course, in percussion ensemble, there is much repertoire, not only for those instruments, but combined with all different kinds of found instruments, tin cans, break drums, pieces of wood that are just found anywhere in the world. And there are all sorts of instruments from around the world that we not only try to play in their traditional musical context, but also adapt them for kind of Western contemporary classical musical purposes. And in my percussion ensemble, in my studio, we do a lot of music from the African diaspora and especially from Cuba. So they're playing a lot of conga drums, a lot of small percussion instruments that come from Cuba, claves, güiro, which is there's two types, one that is a dried out gourd with beads around it that is shaken, another one that's a gourd that has cuts in it that you scrape a stick along, and that provides sort of the engine for a lot of salsa bands. And then we have these instruments called the bata drums, which are played in sets of three, and they have two heads on them. You play them sort of horizontal across your lap, and they are hourglass-shaped, and they are religious instruments. It is the sort of one of the Cuban versions of playing an organ in church. The rhythmic components of playing the bata drums, playing the conga drums in these type of ensembles, it's incredibly complex, and of course none of it is written down. And I don't write it down for them. I teach it to them in the same way that I've learned it, and they have to develop this sort of encyclopedic memory to be able to house all that stuff in their brain. And so the training that gives their ears, not only their hands, it's amazing. I wouldn't be the musician today that I am if it hadn't been for the study that I've made in this music for 20 odd years or so.
I notice on your program that most of it is either traditional Afro-Cuban, or there's a couple with composer unknown.
Right.
So then you just have two pieces that appear to, with actual named composers. Talk
right.
about those pieces.
The named composers ones, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think the last piece on the program is basically a Latin jazz tune by a vibraphone marimba player named Dave Samuels, who was famous for having played in a group called Spyro Gyra, which was
I remember them.
Yeah, very popular, really great Latin jazz group. Their heyday was sort of the 80s and the early 90s, and I can't remember, but I think Rendezvous was originally written for that group, Spyro Gyra, and Dave Samuels has adapted it for various different groups that he's played in, and he's arranged it for, a big band. He's arranged it for percussion ensemble, which is the version that we're going to play. So our version of it is, drum set and Cuban percussion, congas, timbales, stuff like that. But it's also three vibraphones, four marimbas, and electric bass. And
how about this piece by Rafael Navarro?
Yeah. So that is a tune from a group called Los Muñequitos de Matanzas, and they've been around since 1952. The sons and daughters of the originators of that group are now in it, and you know they have folks, some of the older folks in the group, including Rafael, who's his nickname I think is El Nino, even though he's one of the older ones in there. He's sort of the main lead singer and has written most of the tunes on their newest record, which is just unbelievably good. It's I've been listening to it every day for about 2 years. And this is one of the tune we're going to do on the concert is one of the tunes off of that new record. So I'd been learning it, I don't know, a couple months ago, and just transcribing it off the record, the melody and the words, and it fit right in with what we were working on in Percussion Ensemble.
Well, it sounds like an exciting concert.
Yeah.
Lots of variety on it, lots of fun, especially if you like Latin and Afro-Cuban music. It's Jamie Ryan, who is a percussion professor at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. He'll be leading the percussion ensemble portion and the combined portion, or is one of the choir conductors leading the combined portion.
Janet McCumber is leading that, but since the drummers will be playing on it, you know, we'll really be in charge.
Sure. Oh, of course, of course. Yeah, you're probably louder.
Yeah, we are.
Anyways, their multicultural concert Friday night at 7:30 at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston. Hope you can go out and hear them.
Yeah.
Jamie, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
And that was a conversation with Jamie Ryan, professor of percussion at Eastern Illinois University. And throughout that interview, I was airing excerpts from a very long percussion piece, Afro-Cuban piece called Obatala. I don't know if that's a name or if that means something. And it featured, of course, the Eastern Illinois University Percussion Ensemble with guest Michael Spiro, who is professor of World Percussion at Indiana University in Bloomington. That was from a previous concert of theirs. And you can go out hear them on Friday night if you like, live and local to your area. This is Live and Local, the name of the radio show. I'm Kevin Kelly. And I'd like to invite you to come sort through the thousands of CDs, DVDs, tapes, and albums, plus stereo equipment for sale at Vintage Vinyl, which is this Saturday at our new site, the former Altman's Billiards and Barstool Supply, 301 West Market View, Champaign. Proceeds will benefit Illinois Radio Reader. For sale hours, visit will.illinois.edu. Our broadcast today is made possible in part by a grant from St. Joseph Apothecary in St. Joseph, a full-service pharmacy specializing in compounding medications to meet individual patient needs. St. Joseph Apothecary invites you to join them in supporting WYLL.
When love is far away too, till it comes true, there you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon. How high the moon is the name of the song. How high the moon, though the words may be wrong. We're singing it because you asked for it. So we're swinging it just for you. How high the moon, does it touch the stars? How high the moon, does it reach up to Mars? Though the words may be wrong to this song, we're asking how high, 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 high is the moon. Beep, 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 beep. bop, boobie boobie boop, beep beep boobie, doo 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 Though the words may be wrong to the song, we're asking how high, 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 high is the moon. Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still, until you will, how still, until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon.
How high the moon, I'm actually forgetting who that song is by. Who's that song by?
It's by Nancy Hamilton and Morgan Lewis.
Oh, I didn't forget that, I just never knew that. It's one of those standards that nobody, most people don't know who wrote it.
Not
it's
just a well-known duo.
No, not exactly. But it's a well-known tune. And what you just heard was live in our studio, one of the vocal jazz groups at the University of Illinois School of Music. It's UIUC Jazz Vocal Night tomorrow at the Center for the Performing Arts. Concert starts at 7:30, and this group under the direction of Darden Purcell. The vocalist you heard was Layla Frankel, along with pianist Colin Drozdoff, saxophonist Natalie Landy, drummer Taylor Moore, and bassist Michael Say. And Darden is with us as well. You know, I introduced this show yesterday and into today, you know, during my promo at various times during the radio hours, as with a bit from Wikipedia, and Wikipedia said that defined vocal jazz as roughly an instrumental version of singing, you know, jazz that's influenced by instrument. And I thought, well, that seems kind of limiting, but what would you say vocal jazz is? I mean, is that about right?
I guess
it kind of depends. On a lot.
I think it kind of depends a little bit. When I think of vocals kind of in imitating instruments, I obviously think of scatting, which was something that Layla did, about three courses of scatting on. So there's scatting, and then there's also, you can write lyrics to instrumental solos, which is called vocalese. And then there's just kind of the original vocal jazz, which is more of interpreting lyrics. So there's kind of a couple different categories we can, call ourselves for vocal jazz, I think. But I don't know. I think the spoken lyric kind of removes us, makes us different from the instrumentalists, is that we have the spoken word.
Well, in fairness to whoever wrote that Wikipedia article, and of course you never know these things, they did go on to elaborate and say that in both directions, instruments have influenced vocalists, and vocalists have influenced instrumentalists.
Absolutely.
So many, particularly the lyrical instruments like the saxophone and so on, and trumpet, try to be often rather vocal in their approaches, particularly to ballads and things like that.
Absolutely.
Any idea where the term scat comes from when in reference to this sort of singing of nonsense syllables?
It's
just a weird kind of term.
I don't know. That's a really good. I know that it's also called non-lexical vocables. Is something that's I learned in researching Walt Disney films, is where you kind of create certain syllables and then you join them up with words as well. So I don't really know where scatting comes from, to tell you the truth.
I mean, considering what else scat is, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, researchers collect scat of animals, you know, which is their dung and so on.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, that's true.
So you learned something every day.
So there's something for Wikipedia to comment on.
Where
does that come from? Layla, how long have you been doing jazz singing, and how tricky is it to pick up the scat stuff? You really got a lot of syllables in there, and
yeah,
you were dead on time.
Well, I started singing jazz when I was in high school, but I really got into it in college, and I've been working with Darden for the past year and a half or so. Scat's really difficult, and with that one, it's actually an Ella Fitzgerald scat solo,
which I transcribed, meaning I wrote out all the music for it by ear and then learned it from transcribing it.
So you wrote out all of those syllables? You pretty much did those the way she
does
it?
I did.
Wow, that's a lot of writing.
Yep.
And a lot of playing it back and forth and back and forth.
It took some time, but I liked the reward. So.
Yeah, well, and it's got to be something, too, to have somebody set the standard for you like that, which I would think would be both intimidating and inspiring.
You mean with Ella Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can't really be Ella Fitzgerald, but she's a good model and a good person to inspire to be, so.
Are there other jazz vocalists that you listen to a lot or have gotten particular inspiration from yourself?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of Sarah Vaughan and Dinah Washington, and lately I've been getting a lot more into Dee Dee Bridgewater to be more modern vocalist. But yeah, I think with jazz it's good to go back to the greats, the old greats, and you learn a lot from the standards.
There's not too many who do the scat singing as like Ella Fitzgerald did. Seems like Sarah Vaughan didn't do as nearly as much scat singing, did she?
No. She has more of a classical sound some of the time.
Yeah, I mean, with sort of heavy vibrato. The first time I heard her, I had a certain impression of Sarah Vaughan that turned out not to be Sarah Vaughan. It was more vibrato and ballad sort of things. And did you get to hear Dee Dee Bridgewater when she was here?
Earlier this year? Hopefully she'll come back at some point.
Oh, I imagine she will, since she's got these ties to our community. Darden, talk a little bit about who else is going to be on that concert tomorrow night, because it's not just this group.
Exactly. It's actually three groups that are performing. The first group that you're going to hear is the Chip McNeil Vocal Combo, and that consists of two vocalists and, I believe, a five-piece rhythm section. Then you're going to hear My Vocal Combo, which you're hearing today, two vocalists and a four-piece rhythm section. Then after the intermission, you're going to hear the University of Illinois Jazz Vocal Ensemble, and that's our jazz choir. It consists of 11 singers and a four-piece rhythm section as well.
And that's a whole nother idea of what vocal jazz singing is, which is vocal harmony.
It is.
Jazz harmony.
Exactly. We're the jazz choir, and we're really trying to kind of keep in line with Lambert Hendricks and Ross and Singers Unlimited, The Real Group, the Manhattan Transfer. So we're kind of, it really is more of kind of almost creating a big band sound with vocals. So you could, I guess, say that maybe.
Well, why don't we hear your next tune? Are we going to trade vocalists here? We have Kelsey Stanker is next. And Kelsey, are you new to this jazz singing business or not?
I'm about the same as Layla, where I've been singing since I was in high school singing jazz, and then meeting up with Darden, she kind of got me more into it when I got into college.
And we should say that all the performers in here are undergrads at the U of I, some of you in jazz studies and some not. Who's not, by the way?
I am not.
Michael and Taylor on the drums and Michael on the bass. Well, we might explore that a little bit later. What's our next tune?
The next tune we're going to do for you is a Harold Arlen tune called If I Only Had a Brain.
Oh, I know that one.
Could while away the hours conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain, and my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel any riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain, while the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean is near the shore. I could think of things I've never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. And perhaps I deserve you and be even worthy of you if I only had a brain. Bum ba dum ba dum ba da dum ba dum ba dum ba da dum ba dum bum bum. Bum ba dum bum ba dum ba dum ba dum bum ba dum bum. If I only had a
brain.
Bum ba dum ba dum ba da dum ba dum ba dum ba da dum ba dum bum bum. Bum ba dum bum ba dum bum ba ba dum bum ba dum bum. If I only had a
brain.
Oh, I could tell you why the ocean near the shore, I could think of things I've never thunk before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. And perhaps I deserve you and be even worthy of you if I only had a brain. Just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. And perhaps I deserve you and be even worthier of you if I had a brain.
Kelsey Stanker, vocalist with pianist Colin Drozdoff, bass player Michael Say, and drummer Taylor Moore. Members of Darden Purcell's vocal jazz, what is the group called?
It's just Vocal Combo.
Vocal
That's what
Combo.
We're calling
it. All right, okay. From the University of Illinois, who are going to be participating in tomorrow night's Vocal Jazz Night from the University of Illinois, that include another ensemble somewhat similar to this one, led by Chip McNeil, and then the vocal choir, along with a combo as well. And, you know, I'm just going to take this moment to mention some of the other U of I jazz events and some other events going on in our area, because this seems the time of year when we try to get all of the jazz concerts in from all the groups that have been wanting to perform all semester long. The U of I Jazz Combo 1 is going to be at the Krannert Center tonight at 7:30. Looking at the Iron Post tomorrow night, the Parkland College Jazz Improv Group is going to be at the Iron Post. That's tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. UI Jazz Combo, led by Tito Carrillo, is going to be at the Iron Post Thursday night at 7 o'clock, followed by a group called Pagliacci. That's at 9:30. Eastern Illinois University Jazz Ensemble is going to be at the Dowdna Fine Arts Center in Charleston Thursday evening at 7:30. UI Jazz Band 3 will be at the Krannert Center Thursday night at 7:30. and other groups in the area. UI New Music Ensemble is at the Krannert Center tonight at 7:30. Illinois State University Handbell Choir is at Capon Auditorium in Bloomington tonight at 7 o'clock. Mean Lids are at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. U of I University and Campus Bands are at the Krannert Center tomorrow evening at 7:30. Station Theater presents the musical The Light in the Piazza Wednesday through Saturday at 8 o'clock. That's in Urbana. Caleb Cook is singing at the Rose Bowl Tavern downtown Urbana tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Spencer Stokes performs acoustically at Cafe Andiamo in Springfield tomorrow evening at 5. Tenor Ben Heppner, world-famous opera star, is going to be at the Krannert Center Thursday evening in Urbana at 7:30, and he'll be on this show tomorrow, I think. Or is it Thursday? He's going to be on the show one of those days. La Callisto, the early music opera, is going to be at the Krannert Center in Urbana starting Thursday evening, and I think we'll leave it at that. Our program today is made possible with support from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods in the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. I want to ask a question for the drummer of the group, Taylor Moore, because actually during the first song in which Layla Frankel was singing, I saw you watching her quite intently, and I'm guessing it's because you probably couldn't hear her. And you're watching her mouth to just make sure you're with the words, or?
Well, actually, I've been known to look quite intensively to those who are in front. When I was in high school, I was a part of all of the concert bands and things of that nature, and I would be way in the back, as always the drummers are placed. But nonetheless, no matter where the conductor was looking, I was always looking at the conductor. So I just have a thing for looking at people who are in the lead, because they're going to give you everything that you need to know, whether it be the bridge, the top of the form, the words. But then also because also making sure that I know what she's doing, and also trying to mimic her a little bit with my snare drum in relations to her scatting solo that she had. So yes, I'm one to look very intensely at whoever is in the front of the bandstand.
So if you were in my group, myself as a conductor, I would really like people like you, because
yes,
conductors love to be watched. And so true. Much of the time, nobody pays the slightest attention, or at least doesn't seem to be. Well, just curious about that, because we're in a room that's, it's not overly loud, but it's difficult to hear the vocalist sometimes. And I know I had to put my headphones on for when more of the instruments were playing at the same time. What's our next tune? And are we switching vocalists again? Looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Layla Frankel is coming back up to the microphone, and I see that Natalie has got the saxophone out again, so we've got some sax in this tune, and everybody looks like it's going to be a full band number. What is it?
This next tune's a ballad. It's called If Love Was Good to Me, and it's by Fred Spielman, and I originally heard it done by Carmen McRae.
So. Oh, there's a wonderful singer.
Mm-hmm.
Love to listen to her.
If love is good to me.
the blue above me. Just as long as Mother Nature makes you love me. Leaves will fall from winter's chill, and I'll recall that summer thrill that once you gave to me. These wondrous things each year depend on you, my dear. This all could be if love is good to me. Come, grass will grow, brooks will hum with melted snow. If love is good to me, clouds will cry and rain will fall, earth will sigh and drink it all. If love is good to me, there always will be skies of blue above me. Just as long as Mother Nature makes you chill, and I'll recall that summer thrill that once you gave to me. These wondrous things each year depend on you, my dear. This all could be if love is good to me.
If Love is Good to Me, I guess the name of that tune, sung here by Leila Frankel with the one of the U of I vocal jazz combos, and each of them taking solo turns in this piece, and really beautifully done as well. First we had Colin Drozdoff, I think, and then sax player Natalie Landy, and then bassist Michael Say, and Taylor Moore in the background during all of that. No particular solo going on. Darden Purcell, the Well, the director of this combo, and when we say that, what you don't know as a radio listener is that she's actually doing nothing in here other than walking around with a camera and taking pictures. So any direction has happened beforehand.
Exactly. We've been working since the beginning of the semester. So now is my time of the year that I get to sit back and hopefully reap the benefits of all their hard work. We started working. Actually, this combo has been together for the entire year. And it's been a real thrill to work with these students. All the arrangements that you've heard have been brought in by all of the students, which is cool. We've kind of taken turns. And the whole idea of putting these vocal combos together was not only for experience for the singers, but also experience for the musicians to work behind a singer, because it is very different than working in an instrumental combo. So when they were creating arrangements, they had to think of appropriate ranges for singers and finding a variety of tunes and whatnot. So we've been at this pretty much since September, and it's been a lot of fun. They've done a really great job. So
well, I was gonna ask, actually, partly from what you just said, and also what Taylor said a little earlier about watching whoever's in the front. When you're in a combo like this, where there is a singer in front, is the singer necessarily the leader?
That's what I think. Yes, I think of
myself.
But
you're a singer. So
I am. I am my own band leader. That's for sure. I book my gigs and I book my players and I pick the tunes. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm the band leader, and I'm trying to teach these to the singers too, and for also the instrumentalists to to follow, kind of to work with each other, but also know that the person in front is kind of the one that's exposed. So.
So is the vocalist in front giving the cues to what's going on, or determining in advance, okay, you do this here and there? I mean, I've seen you play and perform live, and you're doing that even if there's just two people.
Sure. I think it depends on your situation, for sure. Luckily, in a lot of my situations, I have no rehearsal, so we just kind of go. So then I do need to cue a little bit more. With this combo, since we have been working quite a while, Taylor will kind of cue and Colin will cue, and we've kind of have a nice working environment that it's not strictly the singer, but I do still feel like the singers primarily should be the one giving the most of the cues. But it's also very nice as well, coming from a singer, when someone else, like Taylor, gives a cue, because it kind of takes some of the work off of you.
Well, so. Plus, if you do the form that we're doing here, which is you hear the song in the front, and then the band goes, and then the song comes back in, and maybe the band goes again,
mm-hmm.
I guess the singer doesn't have much to do other than sit back and enjoy it while the rest are doing their thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, speaking of doing your thing, let's have the fourth and final of our numbers here today. And we're switching vocalists again. Kelsey Stanker taking the lead. And let me mention again that the vocal jazz groups at the U of I are performing at the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow night at 7:30. And there are two other groups. I wanted to ask, are both of you in the vocal jazz ensemble as well? Okay, with the other. Is it all women?
No, it's about 6 women and 5 guys, I think.
Oh, nice balance then. Good. What are we going to hear to close out?
Our last song is going to be Das Affinato, a nice little Latin tune by Antonio Carlos Jobim. Harmonize two souls in perfect time.
Now the song has ended and the words don't even rhyme. For you forgot the melody our hearts would always croon. And so what good's a heart that's slightly out of tune? Tune your heart to mine the way it used to be. Join with me in harmony and sing the song of loving. We're bound to get in tune again before too long. And I'll be not a sofonado. When your heart belongs to me completely, then you won't be slightly out of tune. Well, sing along with me.
One of the vocal jazz combos from the University of Illinois featured Kelsey Stanker as vocalist in this tune, and Layla Frankel also singing with them. Pianist Colin Drozdoff, Natalie Landy, the saxophone player, Taylor Moore, drummer, and Michael Say, bassist, directed by Darden Purcell. They're one of three groups going to be in the concert tomorrow night at the Krannert Center at 7:30, and you heard them live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Support for our show comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. This is Illinois Public Media, WYNL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville.